Hello, friends. Welcome to another episode of Can I Take You to Coffee, a mini podcast for wedding photographers. I'm taking some of the wedding industry's top pros out for coffee so you don't have to. I'm your host, Kelsey of Kelsey Reagan Photography. So many wedding photographers are looking to break into the next tier of the market or have their eyes on working with the industry's top pros, but they don't know where to start. The advice of networking by inviting people on coffee dates is outdated and not realistic for most busy wedding vendors. So I'm taking fellow wedding industry experts out for virtual coffee dates, and you get to eavesdrop on our whole conversation. These pros are dropping some gems of advice for wedding photographers on how to become a photographer fellow wedding vendors love to work with and how to become someone they refer over and over again. Let's dive in. Okay, welcome, Rachel. We have Rachel Browdy joining us today. Rachel is a very talented stationery designer, and I'm excited to talk with her today and get her take on how photographers can best serve our friends who make the beautiful invitations that we're photographing and the stationery suites. So welcome, Rachel.
Thanks, Kelsey. I'm super excited to be here. Yeah, like you said, I own a full service stationery business. My specialty is on the custom wedding stationery side. Although I just recently launched a semi-custom line, which has been an exciting new offering to bring people in at different price points. So yeah, I'm excited to chat a little bit about how I can help, or photographers can help me. I can help photographers, the whole thing.
Yes. So just to really dive right in, Rachel, I would love to ask you, from your perspective, what is one piece of advice that you could give to wedding photographers that would elevate both of your businesses?
Yeah, definitely. I thought a lot about this question, and I think if I were to choose one thing, the biggest piece of advice I would say is that photographers should build their own paper styling kit. And what I mean by that is just setting yourself up with the tools that you need to create a successful, beautiful flat lay that will not only make you feel more prepared, make your clients happy with the finished result, and then of course make your stationery partners really excited when they get that finished out. And the pieces that I think are really important to include are a styling backdrop. So you can buy these from a lot of different resources. My favorite resource is Locust Collection. Shout out to them. They make these beautiful backdrops that come in canvas or linen, sometimes even a velvet material. And they're two-sided. So if you buy one, you essentially get two. They're really, really easy to roll up and travel with, and they're super easy to clean. So that's step one, because it allows you to have a consistent backdrop for styling and photographing paper on the day versus scrambling and looking for like a simple white background or a table. You just have a lot more control over what you're putting the products on top of.
Yes, we have like hotel suites that have these like horrid carpets, and
exactly.
Where do I put this suite? Yes. Okay. All right.
So that. Sorry.
great background. Okay, and then what else?
Yep, great background. I would also include a couple different styling objects. So maybe a small, pretty dish that you can throw some stamps in. A ring holder. You'll notice on my Instagram that my engagement ring is in like 99% of the photos I take at my studio, because it just adds a little bit of an element. So you can buy a really cheap velvet ring box on Amazon and carry that with you in your styling kit. Or if you're at a cool thrift store and you see a little gold dish, grab that and throw it in your styling kit. And then I would also include one or two other things. So styling blocks. Those can be acrylic and they can be wooden, but they just allow you to raise different pieces of this invitation suite or a menu versus a program to create depth in your image. I think sometimes flat lays can, for lack of a better word, fall flat when everything is at the same dimension. So having those styling blocks just allows you to create some height, some dimension, and some layers. And then obviously on wedding days, you're usually provided, or if the team has coordinated some florals from the floral designer. But if you're not, I actually always keep a handful of faux petals in my stationery design flat lay kit, just so I have something in case for whatever reason there's a disconnect. So that's kind of like the basic kit that I would say I think would really set up photographers for flat lay success on a wedding day.
Amazing. Yes, I have started got coming with, I think I have three or four different backgrounds, and so that way I can sort of like customize it to, what the color palette of the wedding is going to be, or what the vibe or style is. I have linen, I have velvet, and it's really made such a big difference for when that way whatever suite or space you walk into during getting ready photos, you know that you have a nice clean backdrop to style the pictures on. But I think having more than one is important so that way you really can kind of just like add that touch of customization.
Totally, totally. And obviously they can be a little pricey from a, like an upfront investment. So that's why I love the Locust Collection ones because I think they're like $185. Don't quote me exactly on that, but you get two because they're double-sided, which is awesome.
Yes, and those last a long time too. So,
Forever.
yeah. So if you're looking to level up your flat lay images, it's definitely a worthwhile investment. And I have a bag that comes with me into the getting ready suite. I would also, from a photography standpoint, add a little reflector in there, and so that way I always know that I can like create nice light, and I have my the flat lay boards, or if you have the canvas, you can roll those up, and then all the little details that Rachel mentioned. And voila, you have like a
Totally.
whole bag to completely level up your flat lay photos. And then I just put that bag back, or my second shooter take it, so it just comes with me in the beginning of the day, and then I don't have to carry it around the whole day.
Yeah. And all of those things too, if you've coordinated with the couple or the planner ahead of time with some of their day of stationery pieces, like menus, programs, any of those other paper pieces that you might be able to photograph on the flat lay, it just creates some consistency too, which is really nice.
Yes. Love that. Okay, we're already leveling things up, and we the we're one question. So I want to hop into some Q&A, and this is, I guess, maybe just elaborating a little bit on how we are actually creating the flat lay pictures with the kit that you've just mentioned. So, can you give us any tips and tricks for flat lay invitation photo suites? And so maybe sort of a secondary way to ask that question would be, what makes a really successful flat lay image in your mind, and any pet peeves on the other side of, when you get a gallery back, what makes you just like cringe as a stationery designer?
Sure. Yeah. So I'm going to kind of go in order of operations for this question. A lot of custom stationery designers, if you happen to know who the client is working with on their stationery ahead of time, I provide all of my clients full fidelity mock-ups of their invitations in like a flat lay fashion as they're approving the process. So what I think could be really helpful is if, as the photographer, you reached out to the stationery designer to ask to see that digital asset because it's kind of you giving a flat lay guide before you even get started. You can be like, oh, they styled it digitally like this. I can copy that in real life. So I think if you have that connection either with the planner or the stationery designer directly, that's a really good place to start.
Yeah.
Just because you kind of get like a look behind the scenes of what the stationery designer sees, which is super helpful.
Would you say that a lot of stationery designers who are at the level of creating custom suites, is that something that's pretty standard across the board as a service that's offered?
It's becoming more and more common. Obviously, I'm sure there are some stationery designers that do things differently, and that's totally cool. I know myself and a lot of stationery designers that I either refer out to or have a relationship with online have a similar process. So it never hurts to ask, even if the answer is no. At least if the answer is yes, you're like already a step ahead on the day. And it also takes some of the thinking out of your head as the photographer. You
Yeah.
don't Like you can just focus on getting in, getting out, because obviously you're rushed on the day. So you can focus your time on getting multiple shots versus figuring out how everything's supposed to be laid out.
Totally, because I feel like when I'm a lot of times when I'm shooting details, I'm unpacking the stationery suite and it's 5 minutes of like, okay, what am I working with here? So to have
Yeah.
that information ahead of time would be so helpful.
Totally. And obviously, just to account for like all situations, you might not have access to that ahead of time. So, assuming you don't have access to that information, my advice is to think of when you're laying out your flat lays, usually there's either an inner envelope or some sort of vellum wrap, belly band, ribbon tie, that's the whole suite. And then there's the individual pieces within that, like your invitation card, your weekend details card, your RSVP set, so on and so forth. When I give my clients their stationery, I always provide them with two extra suites. One that has their address on it as a keepsake, and then they usually get a couple of different extras that are blank. I always recommend for flat lays that you show the packaged version in a flat lay. So, the vellum wrap, ribbon, etc., alongside the individual pieces. So in one image you're getting a sense of all of the pieces that come together and then the finished representation or presentation of that suite. So you're kind of mimicking the experience of if you were invited to this wedding, what you would actually get in the mail. And I think that creates a really nice story in the flat lay, for lack of a better word, versus just showing the individual pieces or just showing the assembled suite. It just gives a little bit more information and it usually creates a really beautiful layered image.
Love that. Yeah, it's so funny now that I'm starting to record more and more of these episodes. A common theme has been detail photos and how important it is to, have those pictures, which isn't all that surprising, but I think what I found that is more surprising is just that, like, these details really do tell a story of the wedding day. And, from our perspective, like, I might be looking at an invitation suite. And, if you just kind of take it at face value, then it's like, oh, I'm gonna photograph the invitation. But from your perspective, this is something that you've been working on so meticulously with the couples from, like designing all the different elements and the colors and the fonts and the scripts and what exactly is said. And so I love what you said about, if you take a picture of it before, it's unassembled, you're telling the story and mimicking what it was like to actually receive this invitation.
Yeah, totally. And I think what can be helpful too is to photograph the suite with the way each piece was intended. So if there's a beautiful piece of raw silk ribbon, make sure the raw silk ribbon is shown as the wrapping, as the tie, not just like floating on the side or floating on the background. That's a helpful way to think about things too.
Yeah, love that. One question I'm gonna throw you off with, just like on the fly question. One thing
Yeah.
I've always wondered is, do you like? So when I'm styling an invitation suite, I feel like I alternate between or do one of each of all of the elements straight. So like the tops of every piece is parallel to the top of the photo, kind of do one like very straight and more tidy, and then one where elements are sort of angled and a bit more overlapping. Do you have a preference on like one way or the other?
That's a great question. I don't necessarily have a preference on one way or another. And I was actually thinking about this in terms of the pet peeves, but what I do love to see is that when the pieces are very layered on top of each other, either it's perpendicular or they're kind of like curving in a cool way or angled. But as long as they're layered and kind of close together and creating dimension, that's what I like to see. One of my biggest pet peeves when I get a gallery back is when all of the pieces are too far spread apart or it looks a little sparse. I like when everything's kind of deep and layered and textured and close together. Again, that might be personal preference, but I think that tells it just feels a little richer as a photograph, if that makes sense. Yeah, so I don't necessarily, I like, I when I photograph, and I'm not a photographer, but when I do document my own work in the studio, I'm like you, I tend to do like two different layouts just for variety. But within both of those, I try to make sure things are pretty tight together and layered. And I have fun with like placing florals. Like I'll place some flowers inside an envelope, like it looks like they're coming out, which is really fun. I'll use floral petals to cover private details like a key address component or a date if we don't want to share the date or the location if it's at a private home. So you can really use those elements to play and create texture and also as a really functional element too.
Love that. And any other pet peeves or sort of red flags that you want to cover that you feel like would be helpful for photographers to know?
Sure. I think one pet peeve, and this one kind of makes me laugh because I think it's consistent with a lot of stationery designers, is showing the bride's shoes with the stationery suite. It just feels a little out of place. I love the shoe and accessory details photos, but I feel like that should be its own photo, and then the stationery details should be its own photo as well.
Yes.
That's kind of a silly one, but one that I'm like, I don't see how these two things have to do with each other.
Yeah.
And then the other thing is, I know we've mostly been talking about flat lays, but at least for my own business, I do a lot of day of stationery. So signage, menus, things on the tables, kind of anything that's printed or has messaging at the wedding. As a stationery designer, we're usually just sending those things off to the wedding. We don't have time to photograph them ourselves. So it can be a little bit of a bummer when we get a gallery back and there's day of details outside of the invitation that weren't captured. So not so much a pet peeve, but I just am always super excited when all of the pieces that we worked on are captured through the gallery at the end of the wedding.
Yeah, no, 100%. And I think that for photographers, if it is at all possible and in your realm of control, trying to get a list from your couple or the planner, on all the details that are going to be there, so that way you make sure to capture all the signage and all of the little custom details that are placed throughout the wedding, so that way. You make sure to capture all the details because, like we said, they all tell a part of the wedding story, and are obviously important to you and the couple because it was included.
Yeah.
And then, so final question for you. What are your thoughts and advice on showing an address on a piece of stationery in a wedding photo? Like, if I know that sometimes there is an envelope that is either a fake address or just the address of a venue. But, as far as, photographing the stationery suite, but also being respectful of people's privacy, do you have any recommendations on balancing that?
Yes, this is a really big one. I am always pro showing the address with a caveat. I'll get to that in a second, because whether it's hand calligraphied next to vintage postage or just beautifully designed on the envelope, that's part of the stationery. So it's really nice to have that captured in images. However, it's super important to make sure you're not giving away private information. So the way I tend to do that is I'll take a flower petal and say the address is like 203 Burlington Road. I in Burlington, Vermont. I would cover Burlington, Vermont with a couple petals so that you can see the street address, but you're not able to identify where these people actually live. And things that you can use a petal, you can use a stamp, you can use all sorts of other things to cover the address. Not the whole address, but just enough information that it's not searchable if someone were to like zoom in on Instagram and see
Yeah.
what the address is.
Yeah.
And usually for my clients, if I'm sending them with stuff for photography on their wedding day, If they've ordered vintage postage, I'll include that. If they have extra wax seals, I'll include that in their kit. You can use those elements that are quote unquote native to the invitation suite to cover up private information so that it looks intentional and like it's part of the image without just being like, oh, she's clearly trying to cover something up here.
Right. Yeah. And if you have created a nice little kit, like you mentioned in the beginning, then you have little extra elements like a little ring dish or something here, a ring box to help cover up those details.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's super easy. And then again, obviously, it's more work on the photographer's part, but say you forget to cover something, a little mask magic in Lightroom after the day never hurts if you need
Yeah. Very
to.
good point. Well, Rachel, it was so awesome to get your perspective, because, part of the heart and mission behind this is trying to get the perspective of different wedding vendors, and a stationery designer is, you're not there on the wedding day for us to come in contact with, and so it's nice to be able to build a little rapport and just hear what's important to you and how photographers can better serve our friends in the stationery space. So, Rachel, if someone wanted to find you online or on Instagram, how would they do that?
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram at RH Design House, and my website is rhdesignhouse.com. So you can find me in both of those places. And if it's okay, I thought of one more pet peeve that I'll just quickly throw in
Yes,
because it
please.
might be helpful. It is photographing flat lays in a 4x5 vertical format versus horizontally. It really helps us out when we're using images as Instagram posts or reel covers and things like that. So, just a final little tidbit.
Yeah, I think too, I from a composition layout standpoint, I think verticals are really strong when it comes to the invitation suite. And like you said, they're very,
Yeah.
very Instagram friendly, and just kind of, I think, make for a stronger image anyways. But great tip.
Yeah, totally. I could talk about this for hours. I won't talk your ear off.
I love it. No, yeah, definitely go follow Rachel. And actually, as you were speaking, I was thinking that I often go to the stationery designers' Instagrams just for some inspiration on layouts, and because off you know it's pretty common that you guys will style your own suites, and so I like to go to the experts and look at you guys and be like, okay, how are they laying things out? How are they designing it? How are they showing off their own work? So then I can, use that as inspiration and mimic it on a wedding day.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, thank you, Kelsey. I really appreciate the time to share. And I'm not a photographer, but I've listened to every episode of this podcast because I think it's really informative for all wedding vendors. So I love what you're doing.
Well, thank you. Thank you. It was so great to have you. Definitely go check out Rachel online. She is super talented, and Vermont and the whole wedding industry is lucky to have her. So, Rachel, thanks so much for joining
Absolutely.
us, and I hope to see you around soon.
Thanks, Kelsey. See you
Bye.
soon.
Bye-bye. Thank you so much for listening in on another episode of Can I Take You to Coffee, where we are setting out on a mission to become wedding photographers other vendors love to refer. For bonus content from today's episode, please be sure to head to the show notes and join my email list. I'm sending out some bonus content exclusively for my subscribers, and trust me, you don't want to miss this. See you next time, friends.